Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He gives us the rip-off warnings every week. Steve, let's start with a story that's been in the news lately about Zelle. And a Senate report found a jump in Zelle scams and fraud cases. What do we know about this? What are you hearing?
Well, thanks, Bob, for having me on today. Yes, Senate, they issued a report on Monday from Senator Elizabeth Warren's office, which is stating that incidents of fraud and scams are occurring more often on the popular peer-to-peer payment app, Zelle and others. So they asked for more information from these organizations. They want to look into it and set regulations because they looked at it. About 47% of the people who've been victimized only get their money back. And that's alarming that a lot of people don't get their money back. And I think, Bob, most consumers feel that they have the protection like a credit card that, you know, you can dispute the charge. But unfortunately, these are run by the banks, some of them. And if you knowingly give somebody the money, they say you don't get the money back. And that's alarming because millions and billions of dollars are being lost.
Yeah, is there anything we need to look out for or be aware of when we're using Zelle? And I know most of the time and most of the transactions are perfectly safe.
Correct. About 99% of the transactions are safe, as you said, Bob. The key or the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, is giving it wiring money to somebody that you don't know. You know, somebody calling you out of the blue or somebody asking for, you know, your account number. That's where people run into problems. If you do it to your friends or relatives, it's different. But when somebody calls you up and asks you to pay that way, you don't know them at all, please don't do it. And that's what we call the tip-off to rip-off, Bob.
There is also a Better Business Bureau scam alert involving local high school sports. And this is a streaming scam, isn't it?
Yeah, basically it's a streaming scam. They basically say, click here, you can watch your sport, your favorite high school game or football game or whatever it may be. And what happens is that you know, they're just buying those keywords. So you think you're going on to your local high school, and you're not. You're going on to a third-party site, and some of them are asking for, you know, credit card information or personal information about yourself to register yourself for this account, allegedly, and it's not your school. So when you're online, like any transaction, you want to make sure you're dealing with somebody you know and trust, and go to the high school directly, and don't follow links, you know, even on, you know, the Google returns, because, as you know, Bob, some of those are advertisements at the top, and they make it look like or masquerade themselves to be the local high school where you can watch sports, and unfortunately, it's not the case.
Also prevalent now, the use of QR codes, but some of those will actually direct people to fraudulent websites, won't they?
Yeah, QR codes are getting very popular, as you know, especially since the pandemic, Bob, you know, at restaurants, menus, and everything like that. And those are safe if you're going directly to the business itself. When you go online or get a text message from somebody or a message app, you know, an email from somebody saying, you know, use this QR code and we can, you know, get you this service or help you in some way, and it's not them. So you're relying on that QR code being the link, and it's just like clicking on an unknown link, Bob. You don't do it in the real world. You wouldn't do that in the virtual world. So you got to make sure you're dealing with a reputable organization, and especially if you know nothing about it and somebody just sends you out of the blue a QR code, be very careful about it. And sometimes the scammers, you know, put QR codes on legitimate businesses, you know, parking lots too. So you got to be very careful when you're looking at that QR code where it's going to, and look at the URL, because today, Bob, you can only tell if it's a fraudulent website by looking at the URL code. You can't tell by misspellings anymore, bad grammar, or whatever it may be, like you could in the old days.
Right. And I know the Better Business Bureau puts out some helpful tips for people who want to help their parents avoid some of these scams. Older adults are targets, though, aren't they?
They are. They tend to be the targets because they're not, you know, pretty savvy on sometimes on the how to use these services. and all the, you know, the young generation seems to rely on these smartphones. So a lot of the scams are targeted towards your parents, grandparents, and things of that nature, because they're trying to learn these new technology. So we're just advising, if somebody wants you to do something in 30 minutes, and that's the tip off to the rip off, like quickly, like I need money, or your grandson has been injured in a car crash, we need money to get him out of jail, things of that nature. So please inform your parents to be very careful, your grandparents, and especially the elder generation who are victimized by these scams more and more.
I guess the best advice would be call your kids before you do anything.
Exactly. Call your kids, check it out first, especially they want to make you do something in 30 minutes. They don't want you to think about it. They don't want you to ask anybody else. You got to do something quickly, and that's what they usually run into problems. And if you don't know the person and they send you a text to click here, no, you don't do that, because you never know where that link is going. As we talked about all the time, that link can be going to a third-party site which has malware or spam on it, and they can take your stuff off your computer, could take control of your computer. It's best to do the research like anything else. And if you see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, because the only way to put scams out of business, Bob, as we talked about all these years, is not to give them your business. And that's the most important thing.
Better Business Bureau at BBB.org. Steve Burness, thanks as always. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.